You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with that. See, you think of the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
So here is the intent about this.
If you will listen, you will listen.
Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Then you're on
every chance you get.
You are
every
joke.
You will keep your radio, you will turn the volume up even higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
You are all fools to challenge me! I'll crush you!
Been a long time since I've been at full power! Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
We're gonna war! We're gonna eat that sauce up for breakfast!
Listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going? Keep it real. Take a red pill.
You drive a hard bargain. Ha 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 ha.
Prepare yourself.
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going?
Well, now you can forget about going to the amusement park.
Keep it real. Take the Red Pill.
Scheduled for 60 minutes next. It's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's the baby?
You are compelled to listen.
Oh no, don't start with that. See, you think it's the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
You will listen. Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Then you're on a
every
about.
Chance you get.
You
every minute.
Joke.
You will keep your radio. You will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around
very
our
funny.
Ears.
Yes. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. And yes, wow. Seemed like we had a failure to communicate this morning. I love testing out these systems and setups. And I just want to see. Typically, there's nothing wrong with my last setup or two. It's just when you go with convenience and things like that, you gotta keep pushing to the limit. And yeah, so not even a ring at all on my phones. I just sat here saying if it would ring. Didn't make it a whole week. Yeah, so I do apologize for the couple minutes of lateness there, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. I have this thing that I just want to... I gotta test... And it's the ways that I don't necessarily have my security up exactly. My last couple of... ways. Hey, we got some noise on in the studio, Mike. What's going on? Anyways, I think it might be my.
I'm here.
Oh. Hey, what's going on, Luca?
Not much. Not much at all. Just hanging in there. I heard you guys had a show, so I just went. Oh. Wow, good idea.
Oh, well. Okay. Well, you don't have to be passive aggressive about it. Make noise on the mic. Say, hey, I'm here, guys. All right. Well, you know.
I'm here too, bitches.
Oh, are you doing your audit?
No, I'm not doing an audit. I'm picking up audit them from the airport, and there's confused right here, so give me a sec. I just want to make sure I get to the right car.
Oh, you know what? Everybody's just doing their own damn thing. All right. That's how it is. Tell audit I said hello when he gets here. tonight, we have a very, very special guest. Probably one of my favorite guests to have on the show. We have the one and only NSA whistleblower, Karen Stewart, on the line. How are you doing, Karen?
No Karen yet, V. I'm still trying to get through to her phone didn't ring. Just give me a few minutes.
Okay. So, again, we have a failure to communicate here. With this show, it's like the little spooks are in every cracks and everything today. So, all right. So while we get her back on the line, there, I guess we will talk with Luca. Luca, how you been? You had a procedure recently.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about it.
Well, your intestines are hooked up again, and you have to learn how to poop again. It's pretty special when you're pooping in a bag for a long time. And then they take the bag off and they reconnect you. That's basically what happened. So it's quite
that
something.
That sounds pretty gruesome there.
Yeah. It's quite something.
The marvels of modern
medicine.
History.
Yes.
Yes. I was going to say medicine, but you know, surgery. You know, that is probably the one thing about the medical industry that I find to be exemplary. When they want to put a knife to you, they seem to be able to can do anything. Forget pharmaceuticals. But that knife seems to be quite, for lack of a better term, surgical.
Yeah, it's been heavy. But we're doing it. And, well, we could go ahead, two bags on, now I have one. So, it's pretty amazing. It looks like a bullet hole, actually. When they're done hooking up your system, it's what it looks like a bullet hole, a 40 caliber bullet hole.
Yeah, that looks pretty gruesome. Yeah, I think we were talking about this the other night. I believe Will had brought it up. They've transplanted heads on mice now, surgically. Successfully, anyhow. So, yeah. It's that's definitely like, I mean, it's either that or you're hearing in the news that some surgeon has left his forceps inside someone's stomach. And they don't find out till, you know, they go through the metal detector at the airport sometime later.
Oops.
Yeah, oops. that's a really huge range of skill there, you know, transplanting mice heads, switching around, and then opening someone up for to take out their, whatever, and leaving some tools in there. Yeah, that's a huge range. But you weren't worried about anything like that, right?
Nobody transplanted my head for another head yet, so I'm doing pretty good.
all right. Well, yeah, okay. Well, I think we just might have to put our good friends on the spot on the show tonight at the airport. Mr. Audit, when is he getting there? Well, all right, guys. It looks like it's just one of those shows that's thrown up in the air tonight.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm picking. I just got audit them. Everyone's favorite auditor. Audit them, encouraging you to audit them. And we were just a little disappointed. I was feeling rather gruntled today. But then when I thought about the lack of FOIAs, I became disgruntled. So I want some people to call in, 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252, and tell me why you love Stalin so much that you're not going to FOIA anything, because I hate all the listeners right now, and all the callers, too. Sorry about that. I'm just leaving LaGuardia now. We just drove from Rhode Island, so about a three-hour drive, and now we're driving back, because this asshole couldn't fly into... Oh, sorry, that's air... sorry, Mike, it's 11:14. This idiot couldn't fly into Boston or Providence, but it's not easy. So And I'm also trying to do the directions here, too. So my apologies, gentlemen. Did you guys hear about Donald Rumsfeld today?
Yeah. The 10.3 billion dollar guy the day before 9/11. Yeah, everybody forgot about him.
He did not live long enough to see any justice, but I'm definitely not upset that he's gone.
Well, you know, I'm not a very religious guy, but if there's any parts of any of religions that I do want to believe in, is their versions of hell. So if I may not believe that there's a heaven, but I sure as hope there's a hell. Yeah, absolutely. Did not get to see any justice, not on this earthly plane. Speaking of gruntled, going disgruntled, anybody seeing Greta Thunberg getting owned in the media lately?
I have not seen that at all. You'd think I'd be all over that, but no. I keep, every time I log on to Facebook, I see your dumb little face telling me to watch your documentary. And I honestly, at first I get a little bit mad, but then honestly I feel a little bit bad because she's just a girl that's been manipulated. Like, you know, when some little girls, they'll dress up like Barbies and dolls. These parents just dressed up an entire kid as an Antifa, and now she's doomed to live her life under that. So I feel kind of bad for the girl. But no, why are they trashing her? I'm surprised about this.
Oh, it could have been worse. They could, you know, she could be like one of those hardcore, like, skunk, beaver diving bush creatures who, you know. Okay, I'm getting grungy. Okay, yeah, she could have been one of those people who smell like cat litter, telling you to, you know, to stop voting for people like Bush. But, you know, whatever. Yeah, you know, and it's bad. She still looks like she's 9 years old. I don't know. All my chips are on her for 21 when she turns hot.
I did not see that happen. I did not see that happening.
You don't see that happening?
You're coming into the optimist here. That she's, I have no idea. I doubt that one very hard.
I got hope for her. Yeah, I feel bad that she's still like she's 9 years old, but she's 21. I've seen 21. You know, she's turning 18, but 21 does amazing things to people.
Maybe she wasn't such a raging bitch that would help her. You know, you know, they say like your looks, you know, that's a big factor, but you know, your personality, that can throw you up or down 5 points on a scale, you know. And maybe, I don't think I've ever seen her with less than a scowl on her face, which is not very attractive to the mirror neurons that we have, you know. So I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Their parents probably taught her evolution is rape anyway, so they're trying to, I don't know. Well, I mean, technically, evolution is rape. So, I mean, that there's a lot of that happens. So, now maybe science will cancel itself because evolution is rape. What happens now?
You know what? I actually got into, you know, it's probably the deepest conversation I ever got into with my little miss here. She's just doing this whole, you know, I hate men things because, you know, every once in a while I like to go without sex, you know, build up that chi, that essence, and, you know, she gets frustrated. Oh, yeah, let's get break, please. Especially, you know, when the doghouse is there, you know, you asked me about the couch tonight. No, the whole, it gets frustrated. Like, you know, I hate men anyways. You're all rapists. Like, what? And it's like, you know, when we're watching stuff on TV, oh, the male dung beetle, you know, subdues the female beetle and impregnates her. And it's like, see that? It's all across the animal kingdom. And so it's like, well, you should feel lucky to be born a human. I actually have to ask for permission. you know, because I want to take that extreme route of you know, all men are rapists. Well, I had to bring back that classic argument. Well, all women are prostitutes. How much money did you have to spend on me before I got any? Yeah, I'm getting hardcore on the show tonight. But no, all kidding aside, it's like, well, you know, that's that domination. Well, somebody's got to dominate somebody. We have a patriarchal society for some reason, and that's, it's just got to be a dominating factor in any scenario. I mean, are we wrong? Are we going to see other animals in the future court and date before the female gives it up?
Yeah, who knows? We might see gazelles with side bitches. You never know.
Well, you know, I doubt it, but you know.
Or maybe pit bull would be the more appropriate thing to have a side bitch, but yeah.
But, and it's like, because there's this whole thing going on here in this country of, you know, the abortion. This is a huge issue still. You know, women are getting beat up left and right because they want to practice, they want to protest about their right to have an abortion. And, which that in itself is extremely ironic when you see these Catholic Polish guys kicking women in the stomachs on the ground. Extremely ironic. Yeah, so it's like, okay, what are the factors here? Rape. We don't want to have our rapists, their children. We don't want to bear their children. It's like, You know, I hate to pick a side or even have an opinion on it because I know I'm going to be labeled on this in the future. It's like, well, you just came across a natural man there. I don't know. He's an animal.
Well, it's kind of stupid, too. I mean, like, it's like having a protest to have a suicide. I mean, it's not up to the government. If you just want to kill your baby, then no one can really stop you from that, you know, unless you tell somebody. And then people can attempt to stop you. But we shouldn't get the state involved with anything. I mean, the biggest murderers of all time, why are they giving us health care? And why is murdering babies health care in the first place? But it's like, it's kind of redundant. You don't need to march to have an abortion. You just have an abortion, right? No one's, I mean, even if someone doesn't like you, even if all the Catholics and the Christians and the whole world tell you not to have an abortion, if you want to kill yourself or your baby, you're within your power to do that. So I just think there's other bigger things people could be marching for. Actually, here in Rhode Island, we have, trying to think of her name, but she's a local rep. She's a loser idiot anyways, and who cares about her stupid freaking name? But she just passed a bill that would guarantee, I guess, equal pay for women, and I think it passed resoundingly, if I'm recalling correctly off the top of my head, like 72-0 on all the reps. So that might be something that you see happening here. And I've heard debates about the pay gap that actually, you know, there's a whole debate. I'm not going to expect to be an expert or pretend like I went down any of those rabbit holes, but we are seeing in a lot of some of these states, some of these things roll out. Some of them are good and some of them are bad, and some of them I think will remain to be seen. I mean, what's going on in Oregon I think is really dope. I mean, literally, I mean, they decriminalize small amounts of any type of drug, heroin, meth, crack, cocaine, which sounds bad to people, but it's, you know, it's not like a crazy thing, and once you realize it. And then they also said that police aren't going to be pulling people over for minor traffic infractions. So that's going to be two really cool things. But you know, they have some other things over there that are pretty ridiculous. And I'll have you know that I'm driving through Connecticut, a state that recently legalized recreational marijuana. And there's not just people in the streets smoking weed or driving smoking weed. I'm sure some of them are, but those are the same people from before or after. So I didn't think the law was really stopping or starting anyone for that matter.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, if I stole, you know, trillions and trillions of dollars from a nation, you know, the next thing I would do would be to legalize marijuana. But guys, chill. It's all right. It's cool, bro. Relax, bro. I'm just going to steal another $6 trillion from you. But no. Chill. Relax. Don't get angry. Don't riot. Stay home. Smoke some weed, bro. That's what I would do. Maybe they're doing that slowly to us because we are getting pretty damn irate. I think we've had more riots and for this and for that in the past, like, 3 years since civil rights movement.
Well, it's funny you say that, V, because, you know, I had different ideas about cannabis, marijuana, weed, whatever you call it. People say don't call it marijuana because it's got racist origins, whatever. I just grew up calling it weed or whatever. But, you know, some people say that it makes you question things and maybe makes you philosophize about how the government's bad and maybe think about those things. And then there's other people that argue it makes you just docile too. And I think there's arguments to be made and everyone's biochemistry is slightly different. But I was working under the pretense that, you know, marijuana makes you wake up and think about things critically. And then I found out in a documentary and I realized that, you know, it's from North Korea, so take everything with a grain of salt, and it's a Western media portraying them. But they were showing videos of people growing cannabis out there, and they said that's one of the few freedoms they have is they can grow cannabis. So I don't know if there's a lot of smokers out there, but maybe that's what's going on. Maybe that's what keeps these fools so docile. But it must be really difficult to get stupid high and then have nothing to eat in North Korea. Or not even enjoy something, right? I mean, we're lucky enough we can roll up in a 7-Eleven and get any kind of anything we want, practically. Man, that must suck to be North Korean. God, oh man, God bless those poor souls.
Come on, a freaking dime bag and 7-Eleven, what's more American than that?
The only thing more American than that is the homeless guy with the beer harassing you for your change outside.
Oh, yeah, she was, yeah. Yeah, let's take it there. All right. Well, guys, I know we got a commercial break coming up here. And I do believe Karen goes to sleep, like, extremely early. So if I don't check with her, like, a few hours before she's scheduled, she will go to sleep on me. So
sounds like me.
I totally forgot. I totally forgot to call her last night, my last night. I was in a little celebrating myself because of some things that need to be celebrated. And, I forgot to give her a call. So we will just have to reschedule her for next week. Yeah. So, anyhow, I live in this little pocket universe park. So it's just funny how I can get things done, how sometimes I let things slip. Anyhow, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Yeah, so I did a quick search on Hot Greta Thunberg, and the first line says, "Not many results contain hot."
Yeah, if she's cold as ice. I don't know where you're going with that one.
Well, it's, I mean, come on. She's got to be in somebody's spank bank. You know, it's supposed to take all kinds, right? Well, okay. Anyways, this is the Redfield Hardcore Radio Show. And, yeah, I don't know. I've got a little bit of a forum here, an exclusive members only forum here, which I'm going to read some things from, and I don't know, I just want to see your guys' reaction. So, the first thing I've seen here today, there's a post saying, "If giving free shots are for the health of our nation, why aren't they giving away free insulin and chemo?"
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right, V. I saw that too, and I was like, why not do that with all the damn things that they have? But no, it's just COVID. And so many things kill so many more people, but we have to shut down things for COVID. And, you know, sometimes we'll have one or two deaths a day in Rhode Island, which is, you know, bad. But, I mean, I had the former head of DCYF saying 20 to 25 children go missing every single day under DCYF care. She says she doesn't know how many don't come back. And we just had another baby, another two-year-old die in DCYF care again a couple days ago. But this is a board. This is the biggest deal. Like, what about our kids? You cry for the kids in the cages at the borders, but now Biden's there, and there's way more kids in cages, and nobody cares. It's like the absolute craziness. The same thing that happened when Bush left. When Bush was there, everyone was anti-war, anti-war, anti-war. Then Obama came in, boom, pro-war. There was a poll too that said when Bush was in presidency, 64% of liberals disapproved of the NSA and the job they were doing. But then when Obama became president, only 34% disapproved, because now the NSA has worked for the Democrats and they're good now. Hope and change. And that's the whole problem. And V, you're so right with what you say. It all comes down to brainwashing, dog, because you have to be truly brainwashed to not realize that you just held a different opinion the other day. And it's crazy. I have seen people wake up from brainwashing slowly but surely. You know, I saw the right wing guys at the Capitol when the cops were just doing whatever, and they didn't care. Before, they were the biggest bootlickers. They would go down there with the "Don't Tread on Me" and the Thin Blue Line flag, which doesn't make any sense at all. It's like "Tread harder, Daddy." And then I finally saw some of them realizing, "Hey, these are the bad guys. Wait, I'm throwing roll." Ripping this up, but that's the problem. It's the brainwashing. People can't realize that they change their opinions so quickly. And not only do they change their opinions so quickly, but the hypocrisy of how quickly they do that. And it's also because, as a species, they've dumbed down our attention span. Our attention span is really, really low. We've got the screens and the notifications going on. It really, really lowers our ability to have attention span and recall things, have long-term memory.
Mm-hmm. They've been wanting to dumb us down for hundreds of years. Anyway, I got something interesting on vaccines I want to share with you guys.
Okay.
It says, in a court case from 2013, the United States Supreme Court ruled that you cannot patent human DNA because it's a product of nature. Right? But at the end of the ruling, the Supreme Court did say that you can change, if you were to change a human genome by mRNA vaccines, which is what they're doing now, then the genome can be patented.
And
this means that everybody who's been vaccinated is now technically patented, and patented funny, right? Is owned and will become come under the definition of transhuman.
Well, you can't patent human DNA because human DNA is biological. It's from evolution or God.
Yeah. Yet we can patent, so they just got around that.
But yet we can patent GMO seeds and GMO plants, even though they're from biology or God or evolution. So it's another double standard going on there simultaneously. And I want to say something very, very interesting.
Let me just finish the quote here.
Remind me about maritime. Just remind me, because I will forget.
It says the people that are legally identified as transhuman do not and will not have access to human rights, or will not, you know, be provided by the state. So it's because they're not classified as 100% organic or human. Therefore, technically, anyone that had the vaccine can no longer have access to any human rights. That sounds pretty...
That's not going to be something that's enforceable, but because you have I think, therefore I am, so that's not going to be something that's going to be enforceable, but for the simple fact that our genetics will be altered, which means that they can further engineer other things to control us. And in that respect, that's where they own us. That's where they'll have free reign to do what they want with us. We're still going to be, you know, people on paper, but as the more covert things they do to us, the more and more they own us. And if you breathe the air lately, okay, in the past 30, 40 years, your brain is laced. Your neural pathways are laced with nano aluminum. Okay, mm-hmm. Your brain has become a readable object through signal transmissions. Okay, there hasn't been a natural person. There's just no one that's not a transhuman right now. Okay, at all. We are all synthetically hooked up to the machine right now. All of us.
You're right about that, man. I said this for a while now, at least a few years. I said that some of the babies being born that are being born now, like on home births and stuff like that, those are the last, like, truly human babies, right? Because you change something when you get the fluoride and the GMOs and the chemicals in the food. You literally change that entity. You change it with the aluminum. You change it with the vaccine. You change it with the geoengineering, the stratospheric aerosol injections. And so they're not pure anymore. Now we're taking the next step of designer babies. Some of the few babies left are the last of the last truly human people being born on this planet, I think. And that's a pretty weird thing to say.
All right, how about this? This is from Senator Rand Paul. Don't let the fear mongers win when it comes to the Delta variant.
What did he say? Don't let the fear mongers win when it comes to the what?
The Delta variant. The variant of the COVID.
Oh, yeah, they'll invent anything they want now. Everybody will jump.
They're going to start inventing everything. So long as it keeps you in line getting the vaccine shots, they'll invent a Delta. They'll do F through Z. They'll start doubling it up. The double Delta. They'll recycle the whole alphabet. So long as you keep coming get that shot every 6 months, that's going to further change your genetics. It's going to further put you underneath that control.
Yeah, they're already talking about the third shot, the booster shot coming up in the fall. And potentially see them talking about, I've already seen it in a few articles, talking about how, oh, it's summer, it's hot now, but we got to be careful, not just the variant, but when fall comes back, cool weather, this thing's going to have another surge. And I don't know. I mean, there's certain places that are still, like, you still... like public places that they're still trying to make you wear masks, even when the CDC says not to, man. So I don't know, man.
This is a gorgeous picture of a ferret, a beautiful ferret staring right at the camera. And it says, don't take that shot, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't understand what that mean, that meme is, ask any one of your smart friends to explain it to you. All of the animals died in the trials, but they don't care about that. It's not experimental. They know exactly what they're doing.
Oh, so they use ferrets in the experiments for these vaccines. Is that what it is?
No, cats, rabbits, ferrets, you name it. They all died.
I heard you about the rabbits, yeah.
Oh, if animals could talk. Oh, don't stick me, bro. Oh, man.
The vaccine thing that we're going through right now, if you really have an open mind, it's kind of the same thing as the residential school burial syndrome that's going on now, because the U.S. is just as responsible or more than Canada is as far as killing their pupils in the residential schools. The only thing is they haven't started digging yet. And now with ground penetrating radar, they're able to find the bodies.
Yes.
And that's what's coming out now. So that's something really, really big. And it's always when it has to do with the government, it's always anti-life or anti-love. It's always, you know, it's the same blood on their hands as usual. That's all this has ever been. They don't want us around. They're just trying to do everything they can. And now just watch how the fear is going to shift from the virus to the unvaccinated. Now it's going to be the unvaccinated that are going to be at fault for everything. You're going to have people that are going, no, unvaccinated. I don't even want to be around somebody that's not unvaccinated. It's going to be so ridiculous. They know how to play us against one another, and that's what's going to come next. I know it.
Well, and so the next thing here that I've seen posted, and I actually replied back to, someone had posted, yeah, graphene nanobots for health surveillance. Graphene is also in the vaccines. Now, I replied back to this three times. I said, I've been saying this for years. And I also said, same stuff in the chemtrails and medical solutions for astronauts. Yeah, they actually put nanotube structures that do various things when you put a frequency to them. And also, I put, look up nanotubes. You know, graphene nanotubes. This is so dire. It's so dire. It's so important for people to look it up because they're injecting astronauts with the stuff to be able to do biotelemetry from space. What do you think the surveillance is going to be like on you on the ground? Can I get a witness?
Testify. Hallelujah. I mean, the surveillance is already like this. I was going through the stuff that they already have is so damn crazy, man. I mean, I remember going back to like 05. I went to traffic court and the local police, because I'm in Providence, Rhode Island, Providence College is right there. Before my traffic court, there was a bunch of college kids that was going up before me, and they got caught underage drinking. And it came out from the prosecution was saying the evidence they had to show that they were underage drinking is the cops freaking creepily stalked a college party on Facebook and found out that they were going to be underage drinking. And they went in there without a warrant. I didn't realize any of this. I mean, all this at time. Like I was before I was like really woke up. I was still surprised though that they went in the crib without a warrant. I mean, that they were even wasting their time busting these kids for drinking. I thought that was creepy. And this is Facebook, like the beginnings of Facebook. And it's so funny too because oh, you're 19, you're 20, you're having a drink. Oh, that's just supposed to show you. I mean, imagine if cops try to arrest Andrew Jackson for having some whiskey when he was 16 years old after he was enslaved by the Redcoats, basically, right? And lived with a slash on his hand and his face because he didn't want to wash a Redcoat's boot. And imagine, I'd love to see one of these officers right now go back in time and arrest Andrew Jackson or George Washington drinking some whiskey. And they'll surveil the crap out of you for doing that. But, you know, when there's pedophiles involved, they just, oops, I can't find you. Where'd you go? Oh, man. I mean, they literally, I mean, within anybody that downloads Tinder or Grindr, within the first 10 minutes, I guarantee you I've done this a number of times. I've put it up on YouTube a number of times, too, so you can go and check it out. In a number of minutes, I make profile. 14-year-old down low, 13-year-old boy playing Xbox. And I get stuff on the regular, but they won't catch those pedophiles. And the NSA has all the information about all the pedophiles everywhere. But you know what? If you go 15 miles an hour over the speed limit, if you hit that rolling stop, you knock them. Ooh, you hope your license is not suspended because we're going to shoot you in the chest, kill your dog, sprinkle some coke on it.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I could harp on NSA all day long for everything that they do know and won't do anything about it.
One more thing. Joe Biden's a pedophile.
You can't forget that.
9/11.
Joe Biden's pedophile. Yeah, we got to cover all our bases there. yeah, okay, so here's some other stuff here. We've got, I'm saying so many little things. Taking Back America. Reconstruction to restoration in 10 minutes. Oh, man, boy, would I love that. So I'm really looking at a lot of good stuff here. There's some people out there that just don't want to be silenced. But let's talk about some obvious stuff here really quickly. Trump tax charges. These things are standard practice throughout the U.S. business community. And, yeah, okay. That's a hell of a statement there. You have rich people. Rich people all across the United States of America. And guess what? Not only do they get tax breaks, but they take every little loophole, tax loophole that there is for them to keep as much money as humanly possible. They all do it. So why is Trump being harassed about this? Is it just one of those things that are just way too easy? We got nothing on the guy, so let's go after this because this is an easy, low-hanging fruit. What?
I think it could be one of two things, or actually probably a combination of the both here at play. There are two very real things happening here. One, the first one is my opinion, is that Trump is a part of this all. At bare minimum, he is a person that dishonored his oath to the Constitution, also a war criminal and bare minimum pedophile protector. But there is all, and so I believe he's also in on this whole thing. That's my personal belief. However, there is such a thing as Trump derangement syndrome. So I think this goes all to the story that Trump's the good guy and the government's after him. It could be that, or it could also be the fact that because there was a change in brainwashing from the first time ever, which was more divisive and better an order out of chaos, certain people really did suffer from Trump derangement syndrome. That is a real thing. Now, my friend Josh, who gives me one of the best compliments I've ever given before, which says, "Hey, Will, you're the only person I know that can give a very good criticism of Donald Trump." Because most people that hate Donald, they either like Donald Trump or they hate Donald Trump and they just, he's racist, or they say something that is not true. Or, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or say something they said or did. So these people are literally so deranged that they're, now that he's made himself this public figure, if he indeed is a good guy and he is fighting the New World Order, I don't know how, he had 4 years and didn't do anything, but hypothetically, it's still trusting the plan time. Well, then you have tons of people that are in power, and the majority of the power structure, they're either neocons and liberals. And according to the story, either way you look at it, neocons and liberals, they hate Trump. So they're going to use every single ounce of their power. And, you know, having money, this is one of the few times I agree with Diddy, more money can equal more problems, because you got jealousy, envy, and hey, you know, it's great, Donald Trump's got all this money, but now he's got mobilized army of people that hate him and are going to try everything they can to try to take him down. So that's my 2 cents on that.
Okay. Well, I when it comes to taxes, I look at it like this. If you're paying your taxes, then you are a domestic terrorist. You are funding the government and doing its crimes. You're literally... I don't pay taxes. I haven't paid taxes in, like, I don't know, 15 years, maybe longer.
Yeah, I don't pay taxes. Me too. Me too. And it's illegal, too. It's illegal for any country to tax their citizens. Not only that, but you go into any court, there's no judge in the world that can show you the clause that says that we have to pay our government a certain percentage of our income. It's not true. There's no law that says that.
The income tax situation is 100% fraudulent.
Probably ratified, yes.
And you know what? This is all about dumbing people down, right? This is all about dumbing the people down so that they can't think anymore. Besides that comment that I love to talk about from Rudolf Steiner in 1918, I think it is, where he said there was going to be vaccines to dumb people down. The amygdala, hey guys, check this out. The amygdala, when bruised, it made slaves in Egypt more gullible and more submissive to authority. The amygdala, like you have to go inside the nose. This whole BS COVID test really, really bothered me from the beginning. And it was like it represented something really, really dark for me, but I could never put my finger on it. And right before the show, I get this hieroglyph of an Egyptian stabbing somebody on the inside of the nose, and that's the line on top of it that says that the amygdala, when bruised, made slaves in Egypt more gullible and more submissive to authority. So that's all a part of it. You know, you're sticking that thing up your nose, and God knows what's on it.
That was like fluoride before fluoride was ever used or implemented. Holy crap.
And not only that, but the swabs that they're using. The swabs that they're using, you gotta tell, if you have to have the test like I did. I mean, I had to have the test before I went under the knife, obviously. I told them, I said, I want to see the sleeve that swab comes out of, because on the sleeve, it'll say sterol/EO. What is EO? Ethylene oxide? Oh, that's a carcinogen to humans. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. So you're sticking up something that somebody's nose with a carcinogen on the tip of it. You're rolling it around and you're 5 seconds, you know, it's unbelievable. So she actually found one that just said sterile. It didn't say EO on it. It's like, you know, you really have to watch them. They're just, it's everywhere.
So, yeah, I mean, those exposed veins and the capillaries in your, you know, that's very simple. So that's why people do cocaine.
The blood-brain barrier, right? It's all there.
Our next guest, a real cutie specimen, and she's starting to get a little booty. Miss Judy Jetson. So Judy, boxers, briefs, or fig leaf. As you know, I wear my boxes, so my big... Cue the rapper, tell him bring what little he got. Up against the billy, it's really not diddly squat. Until they head hurts, when it come to wreck. Cruises like them dudes in red shirts off Star Trek. Key Kirk, Key Spock, Key McCoy. Been B-boy since the judge first squeezed toys. Born to be the host with the most. When it's on, space holes coast to coast.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.